Every year, the Trust for America's Health does a report on how public health resources are being used. Executive Director Albert Lang says rates of disease indicate a need for more public health spending at all levels, from the CDC and state and local governments.
And obviously, with a country as big as ours, sometimes things fall through the cracks or we're not focusing on the right initiatives. So we like to, you know, paint a picture for public health experts and legislators out there to see kind of where resources are going and if the country's getting a big bang for its buck.
There's a wide variation in each state's health. For instance, 13% of West Virginians had diabetes in 2012. In Wisconsin, only 8.3% did. 10.6% report smoking in Utah, while in Wisconsin, more than 20% of adults report using tobacco. But Wisconsin does stand out in some good ways. Lang says Wisconsin does a pretty good job immunizing and educating kids.
The fifth best immunization rate for children aged 19 to 35 months. So that's good. And also, they have a relatively low high school dropout rate. And we know that education attainment is one of the main drivers of good health later in life.
Wisconsin still has one of the highest graduation rates in the country, although it varies considerably by race and income. The Department of Public Instruction reports the class of 2013 had a graduation rate of 88%. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.